Justices on the Supreme Court heard arguments this morning about whether states can restrict abortions during medical emergencies. Federal law requires hospitals to provide emergency care, and the Biden administration is using that federal law to challenge Idaho's near-total ban on abortion, which allows an abortion only if the mother's life is at risk. Doctors in Idaho say six patients with medical emergencies have already been transferred out of state to receive emergency abortions, one of them a woman denied care for 2 weeks who ended up needing a transfusion. Joining us now is Mary Ziegler, professor of law at the University of California, Davis. Hi, Mary.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This is the court's first case testing the constitutionality of state abortion restrictions since the Dobbs decision about 2 years ago. How much is at stake here?
Well, it's not a constitutional case. It's actually a case about a federal emergency statute called EMTALA that deals with access to emergency treatment. And the Biden administration has taken the position that this statute requires states to offer access to abortion to patients facing severe medical emergencies that are not imminently life-threatening. And Idaho is opposing that position. So I think really what's at stake is what happens to patients who are pregnant in states like Idaho who are facing medical emergencies and whether they're able to access care or not, not just abortion seekers in an official sense, but a much broader range of pregnant patients.
So Attorney Joshua Turner is representing Idaho. Justice Elena Kagan pressed him about what standard of care is required under the federal law that you just referred to, EMTALA.
Do you dispute that there's a medical standard of care that when a woman is about to lose her reproductive organs, unless she has an abortion, that doctors would not say that an abortion is the appropriate standard of care in that situation?
Your Honor, what I dispute is that there is a national uniform standard of care that requires a top-down approach in all states. Idaho has set its own standard of care.
So EMTALA requires that hospitals that are part of the Medicare program provide stabilizing treatment in emergency situations. How does that apply to abortion law?
Well, that's really what's contested in this case. So Idaho's position is essentially that EMTALA doesn't require hospitals to offer any kind of service or set a particular standard of care. It just means that once a particular procedure is on offer in a hospital, it has to be on offer on an equal basis. And the Biden administration disagrees with this and says essentially the reason EMTALA was put in place was to prevent hospitals from turning away patients in emergencies, just like the pregnant patients are being turned away in states like Idaho today. So that's really kind of the crux of the matter and what the court was sifting through today.
So federal lawyers say the supremacy clause means EMTALA trumps Idaho's law, that states do not have the power to make it impossible for hospitals to comply with federal law. Chief Justice John Roberts asked U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar about those boundaries.
Does that mean that there must be somebody in the emergency room that can provide an abortion? What if they're two doctors, three doctors, and they all have a conscience exemption?
No, in that circumstance, EMTALA could not override those individual doctors' conscience protections, but my understanding is that it's a matter of...
So how persuaded were the justices, do you think?
This was actually a hard one for me to get a read on. I mean, clearly the three liberal justices are prepared to side with the Biden administration. I think several of the conservative justices, like, for example, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, asked very difficult questions of Mr. Turner, the lawyer for Idaho, I think, and of the General Prelogar. So it's hard for me to get a read on her and even Justice Kavanaugh. I think Idaho is likely to win the case, but there's much more uncertainty for me having listened to that argument than there was beforehand. I think some of the justices may be making up their minds about either how to vote or on what basis.
That's interesting. You know, anytime we talk about the Supreme Court, we're talking about setting precedents or following precedents, right? Do you share concern? We've heard from some legal scholars that if SCOTUS rules against the Biden administration, other states will be able to cherry pick how and when to apply federal emergency care law?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Idaho's law is fairly similar to others on the books regarding abortion. And I think in some ways the court would be taking the federal government off the board when it comes to regulating access to emergency care, potentially not just in the context of abortion, but in a variety of other settings. So whatever happens in this case will have consequences outside of Idaho and quite likely consequences beyond abortion.
When you say consequences beyond abortion, we only have about 30 seconds here, but what do you mean?
Well, I think that a narrow reading of EMTALA would mean that the federal government couldn't set a standard of care or hold states to a standard of care if they refuse patients access to emergency treatment in non-abortion settings. So I think that was one of the fears General Prelogar was raising during argument today.
Mary Ziegler is professor of law at the University of California, Davis, watching this play out at the Supreme Court, as we all are. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thanks for having me.